1. Up to W2G. U2G, N4IQ, good morning. I'm headed to get my ears, Lord.
I'll have to do that in a couple of weeks when the eagle flies again. And well, it's a good day to be out and about and everything. I'm sitting here looking at microphones on Amazon to get a replacement mic for my 2-meter rig in the car. Well, the one I've had, the microphone has been in there for a long time, and it's starting to show wear and everything, so I figured I'd pick up a new one, and heck, I can get one here through Amazon made to go on that microphone, made to go to that connector. Looks just like it. Says the MH48, which is what mine is, for $20 or less.
So that's Kenwood?
Yezu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a Yezu here. What goes that, where's that on this is the cable. And, I've been able to get replacements, on Amazon pretty cheap. They work really good.
Oh, yeah, I'm on my third cable out there, and I've still got a spare one. Last time I bought a pair of them. So that, because they, all the time what they do is they break where the wire bends where it connects to the radio itself, and it pulls them apart and everything like that. So I keep at least one extra one on hand all the time, you know.
Nice. I mean, not even any soldering. They just have a connector inside the microphone and take the back off the microphone and plug in the cable. Yeah. Anyway, I've got a little electrical tie that goes by the radio. It goes on the base. It's not the radio, but actually on the base. I don't know what this guy's going to do. Anyway, that takes the strain off where it goes into the radio. That helps a lot.
It's just giving me something new to think about. I hadn't thought about that. And yeah, I'm going to order me a new microphone here in a few days. And I was just looking online today because I was out there trying to clean mine up a little bit. It's gotten grungy and everything else. I mean, I've had that radio in the car for about 6-7 years now. And right after they come out with that 7800R, so, you know, I've gotten my money's worth out of it for sure.
This is 8900. It's a quad band. I've had it for years, and I got two of them. And the radios have really worked good. And I don't use the 10 meters much, but I do have a quad band VHF, UHF antenna, and it works pretty good. Works real good. Anyway, I'm here, so time for me to check in. And then after that, I'm going to lunch. And anyway, I hope you have a good day. I think Elaine and I are going to do a little sightseeing tomorrow. Just get out of the house, enjoy this nice weather. I think it's supposed to be nice tomorrow. N4IQ.
Yep, you should have a good day tomorrow. All right, talk to you later, Bill. W2T.
Texas.
You lose.
I don't know, are you insane asylum?
Probably true. That's probably true, considering some of the people you hang around with.
Oh, is that known? Oh boy, I better be careful.
So off to today.
Desk in my radio room / music room / spare room. I guess if you want to call it, I'm off today. Tomorrow I've got an install to do. And then, you know, next week it'll probably bust open as soon as the warm weather gets here. I've got a maintenance call Monday for a church, actually. They got like three systems I'm going to go clean up and service down here on Rutherford Road. And then we'll see what the week brings.
Getting into your time of the year to get busy. And you get busy when the heat comes, and then you get busy again when the cold comes.
I kind of like it that way because it gives me a little bit of downtime to regroup, go through my parts and pieces, and, you know, just get all my tools straight again and, you know, just make sure I have what I need for the season, you know. Of course, I don't keep a big, big stock, but I do keep, you know, a considerable amount of, you know, bits and pieces and parts and capacitors and things like that. You know, cleaning supplies. You know, I hate to run out of that stuff and have to run like an hour out to go get a $10 part, you know.
Oh, I can understand that. I can understand that place I used to work. Bugged the heck out of me. I'd get in there and get to working on, go someplace to work on a computer, and I'd get there and then they damage something, and I don't have that particular part because that's not something that is normally torn up by somebody, and you try to figure out what they did, so then you got to go locate the part at the nearest electronics store and hope they've got the piece you need. So, been there, done that, don't have a t-shirt for it, don't want one, you know?
Don't have a t-shirt for it. That's funny. Yeah, my parents went here, and all I got was this lousy shirt. I keep a considerable amount of parts. I always have, you know, hookup wires and screws and capacitors, contactors. I do keep a choice couple of those things going to breakers. Because I have found, you know, some places, I went to a lady's house one time and her 25 brand breaker was overheating because the breaker was bad, so I had to change it, you know. But I have them. So I just keep the, you know, I keep the more common parts. If I need a motor or something, a condenser fan motor or blower motor or something like that, I have to go get it because there's too many of them to stock and it's just too much money to put out. So, but otherwise, I try and keep what I need for that, you know. That particular time, keep the running around down.
Oh yeah, well when I was working on computers, I kept the stuff that I normally knew would go bad, and things that you would take care of and you'd need the parts for. But when something on a particular circuit inside the computer is not supposed to go bad ever. And you get there and you find out they fried it for some reason and somehow, then you got to go find that part. And not every electronic supply place always carried those parts. So, oh well, it is what it is. And in fact, for one job at one time, I had to go back to the client's house and tell them go back to the client's office and tell them it's going to be 3 days before I can get back here to fix this because I had to order the part because nobody stocks it. So it's going to take 2 days to get it, and I'll be back on the third day. So it was what it was. You have to just roll with the punches, as they say.
Yeah, no, I find in this area here people are a little bit more forgiving as far as time is concerned. They're actually pretty amazed. You know, I get a phone call. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. What? Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'll get over there and take care of it, you know. Where, you know, some people will tell them 2 and 3 weeks out. I'm like, no.
Like been there, done that, and cussed at the guy that I called because he was the only one that could do the repair job. Oh well. Anyway, good to hear you on there. I've got to get through a few other things, and then I've got to head to the dentist office here right after lunchtime, and then I can come back home and eat lunch. And I'll talk to you later. KB2HXS W2T 73s for now, David.
All right, we'll catch you later. Have a good day. KB2HXS 73, sir.
2HXS, I think, David. This is KF4NXY, David.
NXY, good morning still. Good morning.
It's still morning. Been messing around in shops yesterday. Got my green building cleaned out and cleaned up and moved some junk out of the lower mobile home and just kind of doing stuff around the house the last couple of days. I heard you in there and wanted to spoke at you, say howdy, see how you's doing.
Everything good there with you?
Good, that's good. Yeah, and everything's been working good here since you've been here. It's, you know, been doing real good, been real happy with everything.
Oh, that's real good to hear. That's real good to hear. You give my best to the missus. I was just getting ready to step away from the desk here for a few minutes. Dave, you have a good morning, sir. NXY, I believe it is. Is it K4 or KF4?
KF4, NXY. Okie doke. Well, you have a good afternoon. I guess I'm going to get around lunchtime. I'm round up something for lunch. And then I got a dental appointment this afternoon. But you have a good day, and it's a good day to get outside and mess around if you get a chance. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Oh, excellent, Dave. Have a good afternoon. Have fun at the dentist. KF4NXY, KB2HXS, so be clear. 73, sir.